Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 23 of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. We are still continuing in week 4 of our journey. So this is Day 23, and we are looking at the sacrificial purpose, which is the cost of purpose in this week of week 4. And today we'll be talking about scourged for our healing. And we're joined by Pastor Nigel, who will help us with that. Pastor Nigel, welcome. Thank you once again. It's good to have you back in season 2.
Thanks, Sintler, and thanks for having me back. Great to be with you guys.
Wonderful. So today, Pastor Nigel, we'll be looking at scourged for healing, as I've introduced to everyone. And the key scripture that we're looking at is found in Isaiah 53, verse 5, which also in the New Testament it is strongly referenced. But it reads as follows. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Pastor Nigel, when we look at this scripture, how then do we reflect on it?
Well, in just the most simplest terms and looking at it just at face value, it reminds me that physical suffering and suffering with our bodies, right, and suffering with our physical beings is part of life. But it's also part of ministry and part of the plan of God sometimes for our lives, you know. Some of us in our walk, in our journey, has faced physical challenges, challenges with illness, where we saw the hand of God move. We've seen loved ones and friends that were down with various types of illnesses, right, that God brought them through. And sometimes physical challenges are the bedrock or the breeding ground for miracles and the realization of miracles. And the word of God is very clear, right? He was bruised for our iniquities and our transgressions. So even Jesus had to face a level of physical toil. He had to face a level of physical brutality, which was part of his journey to the cross. It couldn't be avoided. You know, for me, it reminds me that some trials and some tribulations and some sufferings in this life and in this walk in Christ is unavoidable. Sometimes as Christians, we'd like to believe that being a Christian means life's going to be all right all the time, or it's going to be perfect in our thinking and our way and our mindset. But in truth, sufferings and tribulations are part of the walk. It's part of the journey. In fact, there are many scriptures, many, many accounts in the Bible where it talks about the fact that as Jesus suffered on this earth, for the gospel, for the kingdom, so too we will. This is my reflection on that, Minister Zintler.
Great. And I think that's a good start, because I think where I want to then also specifically touch on, because I think, as you've put it, a lot of our lives, in the life of a believer, we will face these challenges and these obstacles, and we will face pain. But specifically as well, it seems as if at times, or looking at the life of Christ, and even looking at the life of the apostles, their purpose was paved with the roads that are linked to pain. And I just want to talk specifically on that relationship between our pain and the purpose that God has called us towards.
Well, I'd like to challenge just the wording. You know, the word pain and the word suffering naturally has a negative connotation. Rightly it should, 100%. Rightly it should. But I think that if we always substituted the word pain with purpose, with the word purpose. So it's a matter of words create perceptions, words create realities in our minds, and eventually those words become realities, right? Even the Bible says in James, what we say with our tongue is very, very critical, right? Good or bad, it becomes our reality. So for me, in all our walk with God, every bit of pain, every bit of suffering, in my understanding, is actually part of the journey. So we should rather start to as we become mature Christians, especially, we start to substitute that word and said, God has a purpose.
God has
a plan, and everything that I'm going through or everything that I'm facing, there is purpose in it, you know. For example, in suffering, in 1 Peter verse 4, we talk about that there is purpose in suffering. In 1 Peter 3 and 17, the word of God talks about You have to suffer for righteousness' sake,
yes,
walk a righteous life. You have to forego a lot of the pleasurable things of this world and a lot of the activities and a lot of the behaviors that everybody else is doing. The narrow road,
yes.
You know, it's a form of suffering, right?
Yeah.
But the narrow road leads us to heaven and eternal life, the word of God says.
Amen.
You know, the kingdom is also in Colossians 1:24. It talks about suffering for the church.
Yeah.
So we are part of a body. We are part of a ministry. I was having a lovely conversation with some of the young leaders in church and saying that some things are not so bad in this life, but we have to forego it as leaders because we set an example.
Yeah,
we cannot partake in these things because we have to lead by example for the church's sake and for ministry's sake.
Amen.
So in terms of pain and suffering and purpose, I believe firmly that every bit of action, every bit of situation, every circumstance, in fact, every moment of every day is planned, ordained, and purposeful for God.
Yeah.
And finally, around that part, Minister Zintle, I want to say, the greatest of testimonies, you know, the greatest of lessons, in fact, the greatest form of reality that Christ can take in our lives is through suffering. You truly don't know the power of God until you've been through some stuff.
That's true.
You know,
that's
you
true.
Truly don't know that God is a healer until you've faced an illness that no one else, that no panado or no doctor or no physician can take away. You face financial crises where you will say that there is no way I'm getting out of this except through the grace of God. So God's reality, and I recently spoke on it, God's power, God's reality in our lives becomes evident through pain, through suffering, and through trials.
Yeah. Amen to that, Pastor Nigel. I then want to reflect that now that we see there is purpose or pain is part of purpose, or it's just in part and parcel of our walk and our calling, how do we then navigate pain during purpose? Because I think it's very easy to get discouraged.
Yeah.
And I think we've probably had this conversation with various ministers and servants of God in previous episodes, but specifically because we're talking about, I guess, pain or being scourged for our healing, is how then do we navigate the concept of pain during our walk in purpose? Yeah.
For me, the first thing is the transforming of our mindset, you know, and this is a big talking point when you are a child of God. That being the first part, that transformation comes with time. Mm-hmm. And secondly, it comes with maturity as a child of God. Now, sitting here and talking on this topic, trust me, I don't want to face tough times myself. And sometimes I say to God, God, in my young life, I faced some challenges and tribulations, and God, I've had enough now. Give me the next 20 or 30 years smooth sailing, you know. But only God knows tomorrow. Yeah. Only God knows your future.
Amen.
So what I'd like to say around the point that you raised is that it's a transformation of our thinking. So when we see a situation as mature Christians grounded in the Word, grounded in prayer, grounded in the disciplines of the church, we look at it and say, yes, it might be painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it might be hurtful. Yes, I cannot stand to watch it or cannot bear it, but it is all for the glory of God.
Amen.
And all according to His will. And that's where the word comes in, where we say, all things will work out for my good. I cannot see the end point, but I know it will be good.
Yeah.
I cannot see my way through this, but I will go through it because at the end, it will be good, you know. The word of God also, I just want to say in 1 Corinthians 12 and 26, it actually talks about unity in through suffering. So I believe there's two types of unity in suffering.
Mm-hmm.
One is with Christ, because again, what I mentioned earlier, we are united with Christ in the good and in the trials and in the tribulations. And I also want to say we are united as a church, because when you face death, for example, you can testify to your fellow brother, your fellow sister, when they are going through death. Because the reality is, death as an example, we all have to face it one day, whether it's our loved ones or whether it's our own. So it's a natural part of life.
Mm.
And going through something like death, you go through it yourself, you understand God, you understand the will and purpose of God, and therefore you are able to help your fellow brother, your fellow sister when they're going through. So for all trials.
Yeah.
I just want to make a season point there. I think season that some people face some challenges that later on they become the ones with the testimony to help someone going through the same type of problem. Yeah.
And Pastor Nigel, it almost sounds like when you unpack that, it almost sounds like there needs to be a bit of a James 1 type of embracing and rejoicing when suffering comes. And I'm even thinking about Paul, where he talks through one of the churches where he's saying he's bearing up the sufferings of Christ for the sake of their salvation and the sake of their sanctification. Is that where it's taking us in a sense that we're not necessarily asking for it, but when it does come, there's that embracing or even relishing of that for the purposes of testimony?
Well, I get excited there. I like the word relishing, you know, because I believe that as a child of God and a mature one, we are warriors.
Yeah.
You know, we are not wimps in the kingdom of God. And we are at a point, and we get to a point where we can take on stuff, not through our own strength, but through the might and the power of God.
Amen.
So I'd again like to say that one of the things that we should always depart from, and I think Siloam is a church that does not practice this, is preach that a Christian walk is a walk of all roses and sunshine and a great life. And almost to woo people into say, if you get saved, you're promised a great life, you know, as what great might be in our minds. What you are saying is we are promising you that you will have the fight to fight when the fight comes, you know. You will have like the courage to stand when the difficult times come. You will have the strength to withstand, you know. And I say that, and I say it under the grace of God, that at a point you say, okay, God, what you have for me, whatever my mind perceives it to be good or bad, I know I'm strong enough to take it on.
Amen.
I'd like to also encourage young people. You know, in my young life, we face some challenges. And sometimes when you face challenges young on in life, early in life, it strengthens you for your walk later in Christ. There are some people, when they know how God brought them through at a young age, their attitude is, no matter what, I'm not turning back because I know this God of mine, you know. And just like David will say, you know, he faced the lion, then the bear. And one day when he faced Goliath, he was able to say, but from my past experiences, I know God brought me through, so I can face Goliath, you know. Yeah. So yeah, just to your comment, like I'm saying that's the mindset, you know, that when challenges, tribulations, and we use the word to categorize them, come along, we just say, look, this is just another speed bump, and I'm getting over it.
Like that, Pastor Nigel. So how do we wrap this up then, Pastor Nigel, especially just in light of understanding that suffering is not in vain, and there's purpose behind it. There's purpose in suffering, and every pain does not just happen in isolation. So how do we, to the listener and the viewer that's watching or listening to this, how would you like them to walk away from what we're talking about?
Well, I'd like to potentially leave with three critical points. Yeah. You know, I'd like to leave with the first one, that God is most concerned about our souls and our characters, you know. And what I've found is that trials and tribulations builds character, especially in this walk with God. It tests character, you know. It proves character. And if you fail the test, you can always stand up again and test the character to the next trial and the next tribulation. In the book of Romans 5, 3 and 4 especially, it talks about, you know, tribulations builds perseverance. Perseverance builds courage and, you know, determination. So ultimately in this life, great men, whether in the kingdom or whether out in the secular world or business world, men and women that have changed the world had motivation that helped them to move forward. Yeah. And I'd like to encourage the listeners and the viewers to understand that, firstly, trials and tribulations ordained by God builds character, you know. Secondly, I'd like to say that trials, tribulations, difficulties in life bring us closer to God, you know, and so we cannot avoid it. Unfortunately, humans are such, for my little observation, that we run to God in tough times faster than we will in good times.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And I will not say that God is cruel, that he brings a tough time for you to come closer to him. But I noticed that mankind, when things are good and things are flourishing, we naturally have a predisposition towards sin and lustful things the pleasures of life. But when life pulls tight and when tribulations come, we run to our source, we run to our anchor. And in those times, God teaches us a lot of great lessons, not only about his character, but also about our character. And finally, Minister Zintler, I firmly believe that to bless others, to guide others, to even raise your children, you have to be an example of how to overcome trials and tribulation. Amen. So, you know, there's a popular saying that you can't take people to a place where you haven't been.
You
can't lead people if you are not a leader in the greatest sense of organizations, but just as a leader in your home, as a husband, as a father, you need to be able to show the strength to overcome. And this is only proven when you face your trials and your tribulations and overcome them. And I'd like to leave the listeners with one encouragement that tough times will come.
Yeah.
It's not if, they will come. But you can overcome it because the word of God says, Jesus said, you can overcome the world as I have overcome everything. So be blessed. I pray that this helps somebody today.
No, this was helpful to me, especially Pastor Nigel. And I pray that I've got confidence that it's been a blessing to everyone else. So thank you so much for your word of encouragement and just your exhortation, Pastor Nigel, on this.
My pleasure, and God bless you.
God bless you. And to everyone that was listening, we pray that this has been a blessing to you. If it was, we ask that you kindly just like us in various pages that you'll find us or listen to us. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on YouTube as well. If you look for Salem Prakpan, you'll find that Jesus Revealed in Purpose podcast as well. You can find us across social media platforms as well, where you can see some of these reels and these clips of what we are sharing. But in understanding pain in purpose and the purpose of pain as well, we ask that you walk this journey with us. We'll see you next episode. God bless you.